Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of trapezius found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to trapezius. The origin of the trapezius is the medial third of the superior nuchal line, the external occipital protuberance, the nuchal ligament, and the spinous processes of C7 to the T12 vertebrae. The insertion of trapezius is the lateral third of the clavicle, the acromion, and the spine of the scapula. In terms of its action, the trapezius functions to elevate, retract, and rotate the scapula. The superior fibers elevate, the middle fibers retract, and the inferior fibers depress the scapula. The superior and inferior fibers act together in superior rotation of the scapula. With regards to its innervation, remember that the trapezius is innervated by the spinal root of the accessory nerve, or cranial nerve 11. This provides motor function. The area is also innervated by the cervical nerve C3 and C4, which provide pain and proprioception. In terms of its arterial supply, remember that it is supplied by the transverse cervical artery. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to trapezius, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 49-year-old male presents with right shoulder pain and weakness after undergoing open cervical lymph node biopsy approximately 1 year ago. During physical exam, with the arms in a position of 90 degrees of forward elevation and 10 degrees of external rotation, lateral scapular winging is noted. What nerve is most likely injured? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, long thoracic. Choice 2, suprascapular. Choice 3, spinal accessory. Choice 4, axillary. Or choice 5, thoracodorsal. The best answer to this question is choice 3, spinal accessory. The patient is presenting with lateral scapular winging, which is a result of injury to the spinal accessory nerve and resultant trapezius muscle palsy. The spinal accessory nerve is fundamental to scapulothoracic function and essential for scapulohumeral rhythm. This nerve is vulnerable along its superficial course. The majority of injuries to the spinal accessory nerve are iatrogenic and occur secondary to head and neck surgery. There is often a marked delay in recognition and initiating treatment. Surgical treatment with the Edding-Lang transfer lateralizes the levator scapulae and rhomboids, meaning that there's a transfer from the medial border to the lateral border. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. An injury to the long thoracic nerve would result in serratus anterior palsy, which would lead to medial scapular winging. Choice 2. An injury to the suprascapular nerve would result in weakness and wasting of the supraspinatus and/or the infraspinatus. Choice 4. An injury to the axillary nerve would result in deltoid muscle weakness. Choice 5. An injury to the thoracodorsal nerve would result in latissimus dorsi weakness and would not cause scapular winging. That's all for this review about trapezius. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.